back on the record at 9:13. If you turned your mics off, please return your mics on. And the meeting is your staff Cornwall.
Okay, so we that our communication, our Zoom to Netherlands, oh no, Thailand. Didn't Zoom very well, so we're going to try to get a hold of him and see if we can't do that. But in the meantime, we will go on to look at some of these initial reviews. So let's go back to item number 4B, review, discussion, and possible action for review of initial review, 19-10, Hans Littner.
Would you like a review of the case?
Yes, please.
Mr. B alleged, this is case 19-10, Hans Littner. Mr. B alleges that Mr. Littner provided substandard care during the provision of physical therapy services on June 26, 2018, following a left total hip replacement. Mr. B alleges that Mr. Lettner's actions in not following the known hip replacement protocol resulted in the dislocation of Mr. B's left total hip replacement performed on May 31st, 2018. I present this for your review.
Okay. And just to remind everybody, this is an initial review, so we just need to decide what we want to move forward, dismiss, et cetera, et cetera. We do have someone who'd like to speak to the item. Toby? Have a seat. And if you would please introduce yourself. So, what would you like us to know about that?
Okay. He is denying that he did anything wrong, and he has quite frankly said that my husband caused the problem. My husband had had a left hip replacement. He was doing great. Dr. Bruns decided that he was to have physical therapy. The very first day that we went in there, within a couple of minutes, he was laying on the table. He did one exercise with him. Now, I want you all to understand, I am a registered nurse, 15 years, and I wanted to make sure that I knew what he was doing so that I could help him at home with these things. So I was sitting about as close to him as this seat is to me to watch. And at one point, he wasn't happy with something that he did, so what he did is he turned his left foot in, and when he pulled it up, he went past the 90 degrees protocol that the board, that the physical therapy board allows for a hip replacement. And I turned in all the information to our investigator, Michael, and showing where it's not only posted in the hospital room, but it's also posted by the physical therapy people from Select that came to our house and did six sessions, and they said, make sure that foot is not turned in and make sure that the hip it does not go beyond 90 degrees protocol. It did both of them. Mr. Leichner is trying to say that my husband did this. Now, like I said, I was sitting right there. I was watching what he was doing, and as soon as he did that, my husband screamed, okay? He flipped him over, he tried to massage it, not knowing that the hip was dislocated now, okay? And finally, they got him up with the help of another physical therapist, and they didn't know what to do. They finally got him into an x-ray table in another room where Dr. Jeffrey Davis from that office also did an x-ray on him, saw that it was dislocated completely. The left ball was out of the socket, and my husband was in extreme pain. He said that he could try to put it back in, but it was going to really hurt him. He made one motion to try. Mr. Leichner, by the way, at this time was standing outside the room with me, who apologized to me. He said, I'm sorry this happened. And he was scared. He had a scared look on his face. So he, when they realized they could not put that hip back into there without sedating my husband, they called the fire question was, why are you taking him 12 miles out of the way when Honor Health North Mountain was less than 4 miles from the office? And they said, well, because Dr. Camerati, who was with Ortho Arizona at the time, is over there and he will put it right back in. He did not show up at all. He did not come see us. The doctor, he had to wait 2.5 hours with a green strap around his leg so that his hip wouldn't move. They did not offer at that hospital, they did not offer any kind of pain medicine for the first couple hours. All of this is on paper. All this was turned into my investigator with proof. Dr. Baer finally came in, had him given propofol. He was given that, and within 3 minutes, it was a done deal. It was back in. Then, as the sheep was walking out, I asked her if that was going to hasten that to happen again. And she said, usually when a hip comes out once, it can be subject to coming out again. Now, what I wanted to, after that point, the other thing that was done wrong was, number one, Dr. Camerati never saw him. Number two, the doctor said to the nurse, be sure you put on a hip brace for him before he leaves. Well, she went off. She didn't remember. She was going to discharge him. She went off and brought back a knee brace and said that would do for now. Well, that caused, as he has pictures of, a lot of scarring on his leg from where it was rubbing. So it did further damage that way. They did not offer just at one time pain medicine. He had to pay because it took so long. He had to pay for a full emergency day in the hospital when this could have been taken care of. And it was taken care of finally in 3 minutes. He could have had somebody come in, x-ray it, and done it. All in all, this was a travesty of what they did to my husband. He was put back into a situation at the house where we had to have select physical therapy, come out again. We had to start again with the toilet elevators. We had to buy and rent all these things. We had to rent the shower chair again. He had to walk where he was walking perfectly. He had to walk again as if he had just had his hip done. He had to get a wheelchair from Apria. We had to get a hip thing made for him, which there's pictures of, and that was through Hanger. We had to go through the whole process again of starting from when he was almost completely healed from the hip thing. And 2 days after he went home, then Hans Lechter called the house, and he told my husband and me that he was really sorry that this happened. Okay, so now he's saying he did nothing wrong. I saw him do two things wrong. With my own eyes, turned his foot in and passed the 90 degrees, and then the rest of it was just a joke, what happened at Thompson Peak. And I'm discouraged. We had to pay the fire department. We had bills to pay. There was a listing that we gave him of the jobs that he had scheduled that we were supposed to make. We are out of money. I was forced to go back to work full time in order to make bills meet. We're still paying off the fire department. APRI, where we got the things from, are still billing us erroneously. And this has just been a horror show. And it's all because that left foot had been turned in when it wasn't supposed to be, and he was pushed past 90 degrees.
All right, thank you. Just remind everybody that you know, although she's given us a nice description of what happened afterwards, that we're only dealing with Hans. Okay? Does anybody have any questions for
I have a few questions just for clarification, Ms. Lundner. It says in the investigative report that when your husband walked into the clinic that his foot was internally rotated, that he was walking like that?
No. He was walking just fine, or Dr. Brun said he wouldn't have put him through.
Okay, so when he was on the table, was his foot externally rotated a little bit and the therapist wanted it more straight up?
No, it was the opposite. His foot on the table may have been about like that in.
Internally rotated?
He wasn't trying to straighten it. He pushed it more the other way. It was pretty much straight. Okay, it may have been a couple of degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you put your legs out, you're going to usually find one is a little bit more than the other. Mm-hmm. He was walking perfectly. You know, doctor cleared him, and then he says no, and he pushed his left. He said, I want to try something different. He put his left foot in more rotation, and then went past 90 degrees.
Why do you think he would do that, knowing him?
Don't ask me. To me, that's just irresponsible.
And you were sitting there and you observed this?
I was sitting, like I said, as close to him as this end of the table is because I wanted to see exactly what he was doing so that I could copy it at home. And when I saw him turn the foot and pushed it back right away, I knew right then when my husband screamed that he had done something.
So in observing this, you didn't say anything to the PT at the time. Those are against HIPAA precautions.
I had told him before he started the whole thing, before this happened, that there were HIPAA precautions. But I did not say that at the time that he did it. I was assuming and I was believing, because Dr. Bruns had recommended him, mm-hmm. that he was going to do the right thing, which is what all the other people
right.
in the room was having done.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
Yes, yes.
And your husband obviously knew his HIPAA precautions.
Oh, yes, because they were posted all through the hospital,
okay.
and I turned over to Michael, my investigator, mm-hmm. that not only was that, but also the select physical therapy people who
mm-hmm.
came had pictures on there where it was crossed out that not to put the foot in and not to go beyond 90. So he should have known that.
Okay. So, again, I'm just wondering why your husband didn't say, these are against HIPAA precautions, I'm not doing this.
My husband was, he's here right now, but my husband was just so excited
okay.
to be starting this because he wanted to get back to work
sure.
and be well.
Sure.
So he figured, like all of us do when we go to a physical therapist, that they know what they're doing. Because he had a very good time and a very good experience with Select at home doing the correct things.
When he was doing this, this will be my last question.
That's okay.
When he was doing this, did he happen to lean forward to readjust the strap at all?
The strap only came into position afterwards. He gave him the strap to take home.
No, I mean the strap to do the hip flexion that the therapist had put on, the green strap. Usually has loops on it.
Yeah, no, we have that.
Okay, so did he at any point in time flex forward to try and get a better handle on the strap?
My husband didn't.
Okay,
okay.
That's what I'm asking.
I have to be honest, I don't recall that part of it.
Okay.
That
I'm sorry, I speak. It wasn't me.
Well, I mean,
I don't remember that exact part.
Okay.
But if you say he did.
No, I'm not saying he did.
No, I'm
just
asking him.
Does the board have enough information to... I appreciate that you're here, but I think we have enough to make... Since this is a very preliminary initial hearing...
I understand that.
I think we have enough to make that determination.
Thank
so,
you.
I was trying to figure out why he turned my foot. He told, as he turned it, I had it off at a little bit of an angle and pulled it straight back, comfortably. He said that was wrong. He turned my foot straight up and told me to pull and push at the same time.
Okay, so it was the
and
green
I did
strap.
That once.
Okay, thank you.
So there was the green strap.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for?
Yes, I have a couple. Was there anyone else around or in the room with you?
The room was filled with patients, and there was no other therapist that came until my husband started screaming, and they were trying to figure out what was wrong.
So you were by yourself for a little bit?
I was by myself with my husband,
okay.
Yes.
you.
I have a motion.
Move to send this to an informal hearing.
Okay, it's been moved to an informal hearing.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Are there any other speaker slips for this case?
No.
No?
Not today.
Okay.
So it's been moved and seconded to move case 1910 to an informal hearing on Hans Lettner, PT. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Flynn?
No.
The motion passes.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. So this has been moved to an informal hearing, which means that in a future meeting that you're welcome to attend and provide additional information. Hans will be there, all right, and so we'll hear both sides of the story, basically.
This time he will be required to be there, correct?
He's not required, but it would be in his best interest.
The hearing can't continue unless he is present.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So thank you very much for coming, all right?
Thank you.
We're going to try to get that light out of your eyes.
Thank you.
Doesn't bother me at all.
No?
Karen, do you know if something changes with...
Yeah, I think we're working with a bad time frame on the wrong day, wrong hour, wrong something.
I think that light's still on.
I know, and it turns off by itself, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I think it's like...
Unless somebody tell them what's done.
That's what students are for. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move to case number 19-37, Ron Linkton. Physical therapist assistant. Is Ron here by any chance? No. All right. If someone can give us a brief overview or.
Okay. This is complaint 1937, Ron Linkton, physical therapist assistant. The board opened the complaint after the review of the complaint of 1817, Darren Kovar, physical therapist. The board alleges that Mr. Linkton failed to notify Mr. Kovar to complete the first visit while providing treatment to patient RU under general supervision on 7/12/18. This case is for your review.
Okay.
I think based on the documents that we have to review, I will make a motion to open.
You're at an initial review.
And then
so you can either dismiss, you can have a non-disciplinary order, you can have an informal or a formal.
What would you
or
like to do?
For a consent agreement.
What would you like to do?
I think I'd like to open a formal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the second word.
Well, I didn't say it.
But you should have known.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm trying to send that.
All right, so the motion is to move it to a formal hearing.
I'm happy to amend it to informal for point of discussion.
So now
it's
now
a
formal.
Formal. So we have a motion for a formal hearing.
Is there a second?
To make a motion to open an informal hearing.
Okay, so now we have an informal hearing.
Second.
And we have a second for that. Discussion?
What are we going to get from that? We have an admission that they messed up.
Oh, yes, no, what will we get from an investigation?
We have an investigation.
Oh,
it's
I see what you're saying. So as opposed to just finding a finding?
Well, we have... We can have a hearing,
mm-hmm. I get
unless we're going to discipline, then we need to have a hearing.
We can offer a consent agreement so that they would have to agree to it. So if there's something that you want, you feel like they need to remediate, we could make that an order, a consent order, If not, then we could offer a non-disciplinary order of continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a letter of advisement. We could dismiss. So,
here I think that this is just cries out for additional education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they should. He should know this.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't. He's learned through this process, and I think this can be corrected through non-disciplinary education.
Yeah.
But and if we're into that, we don't need a hearing. We can just order that.
A hearing would be really good if you really need to hear two sides of the issue. Okay.
Well, I think a hearing, what we're going to find out is they're going to come in there and they're just going to read his letter, say, I'm sorry, I just didn't know. And then we just have to decide if this is disciplinary or non-disciplinary. And we could go either way on that one. I think this can be corrected.
Well, I think, in my opinion, I think there's some problems with supervision, obviously. Was Mr. Longton being paid by the physical therapist?
Yes.
And my concern would be, what information was he getting about the patients each time? Was it the patient's chart? He didn't have electronic records. So to me, he wasn't really aware of what the patient had been treated for previously. And I mean, I would just like a little bit more information about their communication and supervision.
That's reason to have a hearing.
Correct.
Okay. So we still have a motion, right? And we're still in the discussion of that prior to voting. Does everyone have enough information to feel like they can vote?
Yes, sir.
So the motion is to move complaint 1937, Ron Longton, PTA, to an informal hearing. Mr. Greer?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
No.
Dr.
Campbell? No.
Mr. Emmett?
Yes.
Mr. Flint?
Yes.
The motion fails.
All right. So we can have another motion.
I would move that we issue a non-disciplinary order to have Mr. Longton complete 12 hours of continuing education in the area of supervision.
Okay.
Be completed within 1 year in addition to any other continuing education requirements that he has.
How long has he been licensed or certified? I'm sorry?
Since
offered as a friendly amendment to that he needs to take and pass the jurisprudence exam.
You can't do that.
That's what he needs, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go to consent agreement.
You could go to a consent agreement.
Second.
Karen, are you seconding the original motion?
I'm seconding, well.
The
non-disciplinary.
Are you seconding the non-disciplinary?
Yes. With the additional.
That's where I messed up. Okay.
Fair enough.
Are you seconding Mr.
No.
Okay. Is there a second to Mr. Greer's motion for 12 hours in supervision to be completed in 1 year?
Second for discussion. Sorry. I mean, does someone have an understanding of the kinds of topics that are covered for supervision, and are they specific to Arizona law?
No,
I don't have those answers. So there is what would probably have to happen in this case is Mr. Longton will probably have to hire somebody contracted to fulfill these hours to teach him about supervision for Arizona. There will be no 12-hour course available to him, that he could take on a multiple day process for just supervision. So he'll have to hire someone to do those hours with him.
A couple of things on that though, and this is why I am leaning more towards something that's got a little more impact for Mr. Moulton, in that he says he accidentally documented a fourth visit. The patient was not making progress, and there's no clear indication of any communication with the supervising PT. Just PT continued to happen with no improvement. And so I think it's more than just understanding supervision. I think it's truly understanding the depth of the PT-PTA relationship within the construct of the PT or Practice Act. And so I would be much more comfortable in having something that not only provided him re-education, because we want to assume that he passed the licensure exam, because he knew this at one point, so re-educating him as well as demonstrating that he understands that by taking and passing our state license exam again.
Ooh, state license exam.
I'm in jurisprudence.
Oh.
Well, that's what I mean. That's our state, not national.
Oh, okay.
Just because of Microsoft.
I was looking forward to that discussion.
Jurisprudence. Question: could they, licensees can, or certificate holders can't voluntarily take? You know, so if we did a letter,
no,
there'd be no compulsion for him to do it.
But they can voluntarily take.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah,
they
can
voluntarily take it. But the board is not ordered; would not be ordering him to do that. And we have no indication in the record that he's done that.
Right. It just seems that
right.
I agree with Dr. King. That seems would be a useful concept to review.
So then the other board option would be to offer a consent agreement for a period of probation with the Arizona jurisprudence and any type of CE that, or any other terms that would seem appropriate. If they did not sign it within, say, 21 days, which I think is a normal time, then it would move to an informal.
We do have a motion with a second, so we need to kind of deal with that one.
Okay, so your motion is for a non-disciplinary order of 12 hours of supervision to be completed in 1 year. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
No.
Dr. Bastia?
No.
Dr. Cornwall?
No.
Ms. Remick?
No.
Mr. Flynn?
I move that we offer him a consent agreement of 1 year probation with the possibility of early termination. That order would include continuing education, 6 hours of documentation, 6 hours of supervision, and then taking and passing a jurisprudence exam for Arizona.
Second.
So now we're discussing this.
Okay. For me, the most important of that is the jurisprudence.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
a review of the law.
I think supervision is important also. I mean.
Mm-hmm. I think he made a number of assumptions of who his supervising therapist was. And, well, anyway.
The supervising company.
Right.
Yeah. I also can't imagine walking into a facility like that and not going up and identifying myself as a PTA to see this person. I mean, he basically just walked in and treated this patient. And I don't think he's really clear about the supervision requirements when he needs the physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think taking and passing the jurisprudence exam would be enough?
No.
I feel like the documentation course that's given in Arizona, well, he can take it anywhere, but
yeah.
The documentation course that's given here is more than adequate to help explain supervision standards and the documentation that goes into managing patients appropriately and showing progress.
So is it overkill to have 6 hours of each?
I don't think so.
I feel like having 6 hours of supervision, maybe.
Well, it may be difficult to find a class.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I want to make something that is doable for him.
Right.
So, if the second agrees, I'm willing to back it off to 6 hours of continuing ed that would cover supervision and documentation.
We still have a motion on the table and a second?
Yes.
I just made an amendment to it.
With an amendment?
And so,
we need to either
approve or disapprove the amendment.
Right. I was actually wanting to go into executive session, so I guess we would need to tackle the motion first.
No, we can go into executive session early.
We can go into executive session at any time if you can, or if you want to deal with the motion, you can.
We can deal with the amendment. The amendment was to?
And substitute 6 hours of documentation / supervision rather than 6 of each.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. I like the amendment because I feel like, at least the course that's offered here does go through chart review and a lot of very useful suggestions are made during that chart review, and a lot can be learned from having your notes reviewed, as well as learning proper documentation in the state of Arizona, as well as the supervision requirements between a PT and a PTA.
And I'll just remind the board that it's up to the licensee to choose their courses.
And that
there's
is correct.
Other options than that one course.
Yeah. There are.
Are we opening the door if you say documentation / supervision, that they're just going to talk about the supervision aspect, where clearly the documentation piece of it needs to be covered? Or wouldn't, in my mind, it would be more useful to say just the 6 hours of documentation, since that will cover the supervision also?
The two are so close to each other. I mean, you can't do general supervision without documenting that you're on general supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the two are really intertwined with each other.
You would have is, because there are not very many live supervision courses, you could allow that component to potentially be done online, for example, through the ABTA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would be agreeable
with
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think he really needs a review of supervision.
The supervision through the ABTA will not be specific to Arizona law. It will be hard for you to regulate that, right? It's up to the licensee certificate holder to ensure that they understand and comply with the laws of Arizona.
Is there any opportunity to review documentation after?
You can put anything in the order that you
completed these CEUs, just to look to see if.
Yeah, we could do a monitoring if you want.
You can do a monitoring, mm-hmm. You can do a chart review. There are many options available to the board to ensure that you believe compliance has been met.
Yes, I think that helps. Regardless of the course he chooses, we want to see the outcome be that he follows our practice act.
But right now you're on an amendment.
That would be an amendment to the amendment.
Hold on. No, it will not. You're on the amendment to combine the documentation and supervision requirement to 6 hours for a combination of both. That's your topic of discussion right at the moment.
Yeah, because, you know, this PTA states that he knows that, the supervising PT is up in Flagstaff or something, he can give him a call and he's supposed to respond. But he doesn't say anything about he's supposed to be able to get there in a day. So I think there's a lot of gray area in his understanding of general supervision.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody understand what we're voting on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I would like to add an amendment to...
Let's get through this one and then you can amend again.
Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be cleaner.
Make sure it's comprehensive, so we don't have more than one.
Theoretically, you could vote this amendment down, propose a new one, or you could vote this one down and then vote the original one down and start all over.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can amend. you can amend until you perfect your motion, so you can do that. So the motion before you is an amendment to combine the documentation and supervision requirement to a combination of 6 hours. Mr. Greer?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Dr. Bernwell?
Yes.
Ms. Riddle?
Abstain. Because I would like to go into an executive session for legal counsel before I cast my vote.
Okay. Mr. Clinton?
That's not really a basis to abstain, but okay.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Okay, so the amendment passes. Now you can
make a motion to go into executive session.
For legal advice, confidential records.
Yes.
So the board is going to go into. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Who is the second?
I second.
We're running out of paper here. I'm sorry. And Dr. King, you seconded? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
We're in executive session at 9:49.